Dancy Lagarde fans, you will be thrilled to know a book is coming out if you fund it. Via Unbound, we are publishing The Dancy Lagarde Reader by Alice Fraser and Dancy Lagarde, a glorious insight into the world of Dancy Lagarde, self-published romance maven and online bestseller. If you would like to find out how to support it, go to thebuglepodcast.com. If we get enough support, we will publish the book. That's a real thing that's going to happen. Thebuglepodcast.com to support The Dancy Lagarde Reader.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Welcome back to The Last Post, the final word on this, the most final of worlds. I'm your host, Alice Fraser, and this is the podcast for the 5th of January 2020. Happy birthday on the 5th of January to King Juan Carlos I of Spain. It's also National Whipped Cream Day, which coincides with National Bird Day. So if you've ever wanted to squirt a cream hat onto a passing ibis, today's the day to make that dream into a reality. Our co-host for today's episode is returning after a whole day off. Tiff Stevenson, welcome back to the podcast. What have you been up to in the whole day you've been away?
Oh, I've been so busy trying to file my tax return. Having nightmares about my tax return. Although now you've mentioned a whipped cream hat on an ibis, that's gonna keep me up for the next 5 or 6 nights.
You've got a few hours to make that come true before it becomes deeply inappropriate.
Do you hate ibises as much as you hate flamingos?
I do hate ibises. They're weird black-headed things with deeply raw-looking underarms, and they used to steal sandwiches at my school's playground. So I have an anti-ibis stance, but nowhere near as much as I hate flamingos.
But I will say, if they steal sandwiches, you could always use them as an excuse for stealing homework. Miss an ibis took it. Wasn't that an episode of Heartbreak High? And I missed that episode. Miss an ibis took my homework. I've been watching a lot of Heartbreak High. Well, it's coming back. It's back. It is back. Let's say it's back.
Yeah, sure, why not? Hearts can always be broken. Before our top story, it's time for some classified ads. For sale, Madagascar hissing cockroaches, $9.50. You can buy them online at Amazon.com. A help wanted section. If you want to help someone, go out and do it. Dial 1233-1312-1725. Why not?
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Last Post.
It is January the 5th, which means it's the weekend. And in our weekend editions, of course, we take a dip into the magazine section and have a look at slightly less political news, including entertainment, home decor, fashion and culture. Today in focus, we have travel. It's a holiday section, Tiff. It's yes. Time of year when people are looking to get away. Do you have any suggestions of where people should go at this very cold time of January?
Yes, as the official Last Post travel correspondent, I have a winter sun special for you. The earth is f***ed, so everywhere's scorching. That's the great news. So good old Boris, he knew that climate change was causing unseasonably warm temperatures in the UK and got us out of Europe just in time. Now all Europeans will be flooding to our temperate shores for tropical fun, and they'll have to buy a visa for the privilege. And in fact, there's a little ad for visiting Brexit Britain. Enjoy artery hardening sausage, egg and chips with sausage from proper British pigs that our former Prime Minister David Cameron has personally tenderised, if you know what I mean. Relax on solid pebbles, pebbles that have been washed back on our shores after being skimmed away into our seas by a wistful 9-year-old Winston Churchill. Remember when we won a war? Take the family to the NHS theme park. Much like other theme parks, you will have to queue for hours just to see the attractions. Try the A&E roller coaster. Visit 5 different departments before being told you can't have a blood transfusion because China owns our blood now. Thrilling! Hop on the ghost train and be spooked by insurance reps and terrified by mountain bills. Fun. Chase the ambulance. Thrill seekers will love the challenge of chasing the ambulance, then trying to squeeze as many people into the back as possible. Excitement! Get yourself an English tan, white with a giant red cross over your torso. Tell everyone you caught the sun, even though no one threw it. Wander through our vast array of market towns and declare any items that are non-British foreign muck and smash them with zero consequences. Visit our kissing booth where you can kiss and probably have full sexual intercourse with our Prime Minister Boris Johnson. The more babies, the better in his opinion. Stay in one of our glorious homophobic bed and breakfasts in Cornwall. Make love on chintz sheets with a view over Port Loo. Visit Brexit Britain for a baby boom to rival 2012. So I don't know whether you fancy visiting Brexit Britain, Alice.
Well, it's a terrifying time for me to be applying for a visa to join this country, although I feel like I'm just bleakly hopeful that there'll be space for an Australian in this increasingly terrifying world.
Yeah, well, you know, he's trying to bring back great days at the Empire, so, you know.
Genuinely, I went back to Australia recently to visit home and get some fresh air, and it was deeply unpleasant because of this bushfire season. It's a record-breaking bushfire season. We've doubled down on that record-breaking bushfire season with a record-breaking heat wave. So if you've ever wanted to go anywhere that's equally intolerable both indoors and out, head down under.
Oh, you're also bleaching your coral down there as well. That's a new tourist attraction. You can turn up bleach coral yourself.
It's the new White Australia policy.
Everything will be whiter. Yeah, including the coral. More bleach than a Playboy bunny's head.
Well, they've also, in December, they allowed for drilling to go ahead near the Great Barrier Reef. So that's what's good for fish.
Oh, yeah, they love a bit of drilling.
Yeah, fish love a bit of drilling.
Yeah, I really feel that slightly bad coming in on the defending the fish thing because I did commit manslaughter with my fish. I accidentally killed them. Because on my 14th birthday...
Back up right now. When did you have fish?
I had fish. I was 14. I was living at home, you know, like one of those 14-year-olds. I was living with my parents and I had two fish, blackjack and fruit salad, like the sweets, two goldfish. And one was black and gold and the other was gold. And I loved them. I love blackjack and fruit salad. For my 14th birthday, I had a sleepover with my girlfriends. So in my room, there was about 10 14-year-old hormone surging girls spraying like impulse body spray, Dewberry perfume, hairspray, mousse. And I think we just like choke them with the fumes.
Because that's a microcosm of climate change destroying the Great Barrier Reef right there.
Yeah, they're saying that the teenagers are going to save us, but not the teenagers that I knew. And Greta's very different. She probably doesn't use hair mousse, to be fair. But yeah, so we just went out to go out. And then when I came back, they were floating on the top. Asphyxiated by Body Shop perfumes. I mean, that's ironic, isn't it? Because Body Shop is supposed to be environmentally friendly.
This week, a home decor guide for the corporate drone who's never at home. Upgrade your curtains with some curtains of a different colour. Buy a new app-enabled Bluetooth light bulb so you never need to flip a light switch again. Instead, you can stand cursing in the dark while your phone fails to connect to the system. Buy a new lounge room assortment. Choose looks over comfort because, let's be frank, you'll only use it for Instagram, and when your spouse cheats on you because you're never at home, it might as well be on an uncomfortable couch.
Now, of course, we have our letters to the editor section.
Dear madam, I'm a regular user of robotic self-checkout machines, but I find they're beeping weirdly aggressive. Can you do anything about it? Kind regards, Ben Droylsden. I'm sorry, Ben, I don't have control over the self-checkout machines, but maybe you want to send a letter to your local supermarket. Thank you.
Oh, Ben, you should do what I do, which is I kind of take spiritual advice from machines. I take messages from machines. You know, like when you tap your oyster and it says incomplete journey. I take that as a spiritual note. Also, I do recall a couple of years ago, 3 a.m, stood in a Tesco's with a bottle of vodka and a pregnancy test. And the machine did say unexpected item in bagging area. And I thought, this is the one time. It's like a Schrodinger's pregnancy, isn't it? Anyway, Ben, you know, I don't know, put some earphones in, dude.
Yeah, calm down.
Chill out, Ben.
Or they still have cashiers, don't they?
They do, but they are, it is annoying. It is.
I don't know. The last time I went to the supermarket was months ago. I just get all my food out of bins.
This is 2020 for you.
The Last Post.
This was The Last Post for January the 5th, 2020. Thank you so much for coming, Tiff Stevenson. Do you have anything to plug?
I would like to plug my social medias, at Tiff Stevenson, and Instagram, that I still haven't worked out, and I think I'm too old for. And also my two shows in the States, so the 10th at Union Hall in Brooklyn and the 17th at Sketchfest.
So if you're in America, go to see Tiff Stevenson. She's one of the better acts going around in this modern world. Thank you so much for listening. I will see you tomorrow. Bye.
The Last Post is a production of The Bugle with Something Else. Executive producer is Christopher D. Skinner, and it is hosted by me, Alice Fraser.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.